Good morning, Lee. Merry Christmas to you.
Nice photo on the front page of this week's edition too, on top of that beautiful old Bedford, you and the team.
Yeah, absolutely. At the gorgeous Bedford, we went out and used Glenn Radford was nice enough to lend us that for the photo, so we're very grateful to Glenn for that, and come out a treat at the front cover there.
Sure has. So that's on the front page. Inside, we can look at the housing development, which is pretty big for the region, and also you touch on the Circular Head Council AGM.
Yeah, absolutely. So the housing crisis in Circular Head has been a really big problem these last couple of years. Prices are shooting up, houses are selling incredibly fast around the area, and it's very difficult to get into a rental. As a result, the public housing register is absolutely overrun at the moment. But fortunately, Minister Ferguson was in the region on last Wednesday to have a chat about a new housing development for Matthew Street. They're going to build 28 dwellings up there. All of them are going to be public housing, and he's saying that all 28 are going to be complete by the end of June 2023, which is really good news to be able to pump them out so quick. So that's great news for the area. At the council AGM, we had 23 people in attendance, which is a lot more than there have ever been at any of the AGMs I've attended since I started covering the council. 11 motions were passed by members of the public at that meeting surrounding key local issues such as the roadkill, the disease-free devil population, and what we can do to protect those a little bit more. And the Ramsar listing that's recently been making a few headlines for the Bullinger Bay wetland. But a lot of the motions were to do with tightening the planning rules and regulations that would likely result in more scrutiny of the wind farm development that's likely to go on Robbins Island. So we unpack all of those motions. All 11 of them passed unanimously. Of course, at the council AGMs, only the members of the public vote on the motions, not the councillors. And now in the new year, they'll be unpacking those. So we go into that process a little bit more in this week's paper.
I think we deserve some feel-good stories. Let's just run through a few of those. And one of those is the end-of-year school breakups.
Yeah, absolutely. So coming into Christmas now, we want to focus on the positive news. There's plenty of negativity floating around, so it's good to have a few good feel stories leading into Christmas. I chatted to Salman Khan, who lives in Smithton. He left Australia with his family to lodge permanent residency paperwork at the end of December 2019. And then while they were waiting for approval, he came home on his own, leaving his family in Pakistan. Of course, COVID has swept through since then, and they were separated for 20 months, but they were finally reunited in early November, which was really, really good for them. I talked to him about it. He was quite emotional, so we've got a good story on that one in this week. I talked to David Polk. It's his last year in business after 50-plus years selling menswear up the Mate Street, so good to talk to him about that. We have all the photos from the Circular Head Christian School graduation, both the Christian School and the Smithton High School's leavers dinners, pics from the parades and the carols, all the school award winners this year, as well as coverage of Impulse Dance's production of Amazing Grace, including a review, photos and all their major award winners for this year.
And in the sporting pages, great stories of 2021, I reckon, to see the Smithton Saints returning to the NWFL for 2022 and beyond.
Oh, absolutely it is, and don't we love to talk about it. With nearly everyone I've talked to in the town is very, very excited to have the Saints back this year. They were officially welcomed back into the NWFL, the Northwest Football League, after the AGM last Tuesday. A near unanimous vote welcomed the Saints with open arms into the association, so they will be really looking forward to taking to the field next year now that we're officially going ahead. I had a bit of a chat with Circular Head Saints President Keith Billing about all that's happened so far. He was very grateful to the council, who have given them a small bit of fee relief to help get them going. He says that without the council's endorsement, a lot of the presidents weren't likely to vote in favour of the Saints, and he was very grateful for that relief, meaning that they are now going ahead. But he is still very cautious, knowing that there's plenty of work to be done before the season actually begins next year. We also have our regular coverage of the Circular Head Cricket Association. The Marawar Bulls are now one clear on top of the ladder, having beaten the Demons, the Shamrocks and the Blues already. Every other team, obviously, having suffered at least one defeat. The Smithton Stars are also going very well. They cruise past Penguin in the 2020 competition. So they'll be looking towards playing Cellar Dwellers Acton in the second and final round of the 2020 comp. Going into finals, they'll be favourites to go pretty close in the 2020, I would think. And we also have photos from the local basketball grand finals and the Smithton Tennis Club grand finals, as well as the teams of the pennant. So she's absolutely packed this week, Lee.
And a wonderful job that you've done over the course of this year too, with all the headlines of the Circular Head Chronicle. So we'd like to wish you, your family and everyone at the Circular Head Chronicle all the best for Christmas and also in 2022. And we look forward to catching up with you again, I reckon, at the end of January.
No worries at all, Lee. I look forward to it. Have a good Christmas.